police to prevent a fourth night of trouble. Here in Manchester, shops have been looted, windows have been smashed, and a shop has been set alight. Sean Bailey is a youth worker.
Please, if you've got any thoughts about coming to Manchester just to see this, don't. Stay away. This is a war zone.
It's really not a spectator sport.
No, it isn't. And there are people doing that.
Aaron Greamer didn't heed that warning. He says he went out just to watch on the hot night of August the 9th. But he put on a balaclava to hide his identity, and when the police charged, he ran. He was arrested in a scuffle and given a four-month prison sentence for assaulting a police officer. He was in prison by 2:30 in the morning.
Obviously, I didn't know what to expect. I've always worked for a living. That was my first bad thing, first time in trouble with the police and I'm in prison.
What about your family and friends around you?
Family, like, I was the only lad that hadn't been to prison. So it was something to be, like, proud of. And then most of my mates have been nicked and been done for things a lot worse than that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was in there with killers. I was in there with, like, people that had done armed robberies. And, like, I expected it to be, like, on a film, you know, like, everyone looking at you, like they want to nick everything off you or something. And then it's not, everyone just wants to get on with the time as quietly as they can, really. And like, before I went to prison, though, I used to think, they get tellies and they get pool tables. They don't need none of that, they're there for punishment. But now I know why it's there, like, when you've not got nothing to do, people argue over daft things. And I think that'd cause more fights. And I was expecting porridge on my plate every day. And someone came over with a sheet and you tick what food you want. Do you know, like, what different dishes they do each day? I thought, oh, that was good.
Tell me about the menu.
You get cake and custard twice a week. How good's that? I don't even do that out here. And because I was in for a short time, I got a sheet underneath my door to say, get out, stay out. It's like a course that they do, you know, like, if you got to get out of prison, stay out of prison. So I went on that, and it's like managing your money and like trying to avoid bad situations, stuff like that. It's good. And it was just like general knowledge, like what you're going to do when you get out. I do think it helped.
Presumably you had plenty of time to think about what you'd done.
Yeah. I never thought I'd go to prison, and here I am sat in a cell, or lying on a bed. Oh, flipping heck. You think about all your life, what you're going to do when you get out, what you did before it. I wondered if people are thinking about you. Obviously, the only thing that worried me the most out of everything was my job. Because obviously, you got no job, and what you're going to do? Well, I've been to prison. It'd be even harder to get a job, won't it? So I was thinking, like, how am I going to get a job, basically? And one of my workmates sent me a letter and said, don't worry about work, they're going to take you back on. I got out on a Friday, and they said, we've saved your job for you, so you can come back on Monday, start again. And that was it, I just started again.
Obviously, you have been to prison, you have got a criminal record.
Yeah.
This is going to affect you in some way.
It will do, because I want a career, not a job. And it's going to be hard, isn't it? And like, I went to college doing A-levels, sport, and like, I was thinking about becoming a PE teacher, like, and I won't be able to be one of them now, because obviously I got done for common assault against a police officer. Can't work with kids. It's made me have less options, that's the way I think of it as, but there'll still be something.
When you look back on what you did, and you know, you mentioned a few things, you know, you were wearing a balaclava, you were running away.
The finger point, everything points.
And then when the police caught you, you made a sarcastic comment. So do you feel enormous regret about your own actions?
Yeah. It's one of the daftest mistakes in my life, but obviously I've got to learn from it. Can't regret it. Like, obviously I do regret it, but like, I can't be stuck in that past, like, thinking, oh, it's going to stop me from this, stop me from that.
But it is.
It is, but obviously I can't think like that. Because you've always got to try, haven't you?